Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lance McCullers Jr. looking for his first win since September of 2022, and he has it as Hader picks up another save. That's 17 in a row going back to last season, and his 19th career save against the Pirates. That is a new high mark against any one opponent. Christian Walker and Isak Paredes with the home run tonight, and Blummer 986 days ago the last time Lance won a game, and he'll feel good about this one. Astros with a 3-0 win.
A lot of good yesterday for the Astros, man. You just that highlight right there, Josh Hader, man. 16 save ops this year. 16 saves, ladies and gentlemen. He is worth every penny that the Astros paid him. That is for damn sure. He is rocking and rolling, man. And the big story from yesterday's game is Lance McCullers. I think from yesterday overall is Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers gets his first W this season, first win this season since being called up on May the 4th, and he gets his first W, first win since September the 21st, 2022, which was a long, long time ago. 980-something days, I think, is what they – is that what In the Loop said? Is that what they're talking wins?
Man, a long-ass time. You're talking about damn near 1,000 days?
Crazy to think. What a story, man. Crazy to think that that dude – and look, I don't know where to land on Lance McCullers yet. We've seen a very small sample size, but I know, boy, the last two outings and two games and four innings, I think. So the last three games have been remarkable given what he's coming back from, right? So, and we're going to get into that first, the game, but there's also – a storyline off the field with Lance McCullers yesterday. He gets closure on the threats that were made to his family back on May 10th after he gave up 7 runs and recorded 1 out against the Cincinnati Reds. He got closure on that. I'll give you some details on that in a little bit. Let's talk about, B. Scott, the game itself. Look, 6 innings, 7 Ks, 1 walk from Lance McCullers. Clearly had his stuff, clearly had was able to locate and stayed out of trouble. Clearly didn't let the pitch count, which he self-proclaimed. He's like, this is a problem. I'm missing the strike zone and my pitch count's getting too high early in games, so I'm not able to go go the distance. But this was a big outing. And again, we're talking 2.5, let's just call it 3. Three straight outings from Lance McCullers that to hell with not being active for 980-something days. You're not getting a win for 980-something days. I mean, we're three outings consecutively where it has been not good. It's been great.
Yeah, and I just don't feel like we can stress the importance enough. And on a day when people are questioning how important things are, I don't feel like we can stress enough the importance of
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Of Lance McCullers to this rotation and therefore the overall operation of the Astros. Like, I was thinking about it this morning when I come in to get some work in early, of just how quickly, like, you know how they say life comes at you fast? Mm-hmm. Damn it, this is an example of that. Yep. Because we come into it, man, Lance, six starter, maybe that's a guy since he ain't played in so long, 900 and some days since his last win, whatever we're talking about here. Maybe that's a dude that you throw in the bullpen. You remember that?
Yeah.
Do we throw Lance in the...
Not knowing where. Yeah. No, he got defensive. He got somewhat defensive.
He always has been. Oh, he always has been, because that's something that's kind of always lingered.
Well, I remember him, B. Scott, saying, well, you know, I mean, it was almost like he was pleading his case. You know, it's actually harder on your arm when you're coming back from injury to come out of the bullpen with no warning than it is to be a starter. It's almost like he was pleading his case.
That part, and also, like, just... in terms of defending what he is as a pitcher, he's like, look, this was before this most recent injury. Yeah. So this was after he had come back from the injury before that, okay? And he's like, look, I'm a starting pitcher, a legitimate starting pitcher in this league, and they don't grow on trees, and I'm one of them. Like he said that, like this was back in the Zoom days, right? When we were doing interviews on Zoom.
On the Zoom.
And he just straight up told us, like, look, starting pitchers don't grow on trees, I'm one of them, okay? Well, that's still the case, and he's proven that over these last few outings, especially the last two, though. Like, I look back at the 12 strikeout one, you know, the most recent one that he had, but you know, before yesterday, and I'm like, man, that's him navigating, that's him learning the adjustment. One of the big parts about that game was having to make the adjustment to the adjustment, and he talked about that after the game. Like, you'd rather be the one to make the adjustment second than have to make the adjustment first, right? Like, what I'm doing is not working because they're tattooing me and now I got to make the adjustment. No, I'm making the adjustment to them making the adjustment to me.
Right.
And that's how you dictate the pace and sort of dictate the game. He did that then. He did that even to a greater degree, even though it wasn't as many strikeouts. I thought he was even more in control yesterday, especially when it comes to the strike zone. And like you mentioned in the previous segment, only walking one guy. That's the type of control, the type of command that you want to see from a guy who is no less than your number three starter right now. Maybe not in terms of order, but in terms of trust and reliability. He's your third guy. If the playoffs, if the postseason was to start today, he would start you a postseason game. So, if it was a best of seven type of situation, he would start you a postseason game.
Yeah.
So you absolutely need him. Not only do you need him, but you need him to look some version of like what he's looked in these past couple of starts.
Yeah, look, B. Scott, he's been nails since the 39th pitch of three starts ago. I mean, he went 7 Ks, one walk this week. He went 12 Ks the previous start. Before the game before that, he started off rough, was having a hard time finding a strike zone. I think he may have even hit a batter there. And midway through the second inning, had the pitch count through the roof, and he commenced to strike out four of the next five hitters. I think he ended up with 8 strikeouts in that game. Maybe even more. But anyway,
I want to say he hit the first guy in this game too.
I think he did on the toe. Since then, he has been absolutely tremendous. And I'm gonna tell you, man, this is one of those deals where I said it, and Ron about fell out of his chair over there. I said, look, it was pretty early on. In fact, it was the game when he got the pitch count high that I was just talking about, and he ended up straightening it out, leveling it out, and having a good outing. I said, Lance is back. I'm convinced that Lance McCullers is back, and he's going to be in a five-man rotation, good enough to be in a five-man rotation, help the Astros win some games.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready.
Yeah,
hold on to your nipples.
Yeah, hold on to both of them, man, or one if you prefer. I think he's even moved the needle more for me right now. You said he's definitely going to get a start if you're in a seven-game series. Hell yeah, he is.
Yeah. Well, and that's just based off of the current situation now.
The only reason this isn't a bigger deal, B. Scott, is because you got Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown, I mean, absolutely dealing right now as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of the strength of the Astros is that they've got, like Lance McCullers aside, you've got two ace-level pitchers at the top of your rotation.
Yeah.
Like, not just a 1-2, but a 1 and a 1A type of situation going on. But then after that, absence of a Lance McCullers, right? Let's say Lance McCullers is still luxury Lance or still fighting his way through what he's been going through over the last few years, and Spencer Arrighetti's breaking his hand in a freak accident playing catch in the outfield. You got back-to-back years with back-to-back guys going down with Tommy John surgery, and all you got is those two 1 and 1A aces and nothing else behind that. Man, I just cannot stress it enough, man. You need some version. Like, if it's not Lance McCullers, you was going to need somebody like this. Somebody has got to play the role that Lance McCullers is playing right now. And I trust and I am glad that it is actually Lance McCullers himself, somebody that I've actually seen perform under situations like this. And the cool part about it, specific to him, and I mentioned this earlier, is how he has been able to constantly adjust and reinvent himself as a pitcher and figure out, hey, what works for this version of me now post this injury or surgery or whatever the case may be. It is real cool to watch him have to adapt and then be able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely stoked for McCullers. What a story. I'm obviously a huge fan, and it's fun to watch as well. But he's been absolute nails, and it was good to see that last night. Now, speaking of last night's game or yesterday's game, I guess it tipped a little early because they are in Pittsburgh. But the fact that on the back end of that, you got a 0-0 ball game, and then – in the top of the seventh, Christian Walker hits a bomb, which ultimately won the game, but hits a bomb that allows, Lance to get the win kind of thing. That's a huge plus. We need to see more of that as well. And then we mentioned, Josh Hader going 16 save ops, and he's got 16 saves, so he's absolutely dealing as well. Real quick, the investigation into the threats that were made to Lance McCullers, really his kids, but Lance McCullers' family. I don't want to say it's been settled or solved, but they have discovered the individual that made the threats. It was an intoxicated bettor who made online death threats aimed at McCullers' family. This guy lives overseas. He told HPD that he was sorry for what he had done, which was a department spokesperson that made that announcement. Apparently, he was sorry for what he had done, and Lance McCullers even came out and said that he apologized. But just tip the cap. Great job by HPD. Great job by Major League Baseball. Big time by Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, provided 24-hour surveillance, 24-hour security for Lance and his family. But what a relief for his family that this dipwad here was at least has been discovered, and it's not a faceless individual out there walking around where his family's got to look over his shoulder every time they leave the house.
Listen, I like betting, and I'm chronically online, but this is the downside of both gambling and the internet. People feeling empowered in ways that they shouldn't and otherwise wouldn't be if we weren't in the times that we're in.
That's right.
But to your point, I am glad that this is as serious as it is. It could be a lot more serious, and I'm glad that it's not.
Yeah, so that's it, man.
That's the good part.
His wife and kid can leave the damn house now and not have to be looking over their shoulders. And so he can go to work and not worry about what he's going to come home to every damn day. So,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.